Listen to a talk given by a demography instructor.
Today I'd like to talk about shopping malls, places which most of us visit frequently. Although the first shopping malls were Middle Eastern bazaars, Country Club Plaza in Kansas City, the first North American mall, opened its doors to customers in 1922. Since then, thousands of malls have sprung up all over the United States. So what makes malls so appealing to the customers? They serve as social as well as retail centers. With a wide array of specialty stores, movie theaters, and food courts, they appeal especially to the young crowd as a gathering place. Most malls integrate an attractive landscape and water fountains or waterfalls into the mall design. They cluster department stores with an extensive variety of merchandise to make shopping easier, more fun, and less time-consuming. In order to lure the youngsters, some malls set up rides, an indoor miniature golf course, and play areas. Free parking is an added incentive. Since the majority of the malls are enclosed, shopping takes place independent of the weather. Approximately 30,000 shopping centers were in operation in the late 1980s, and they will continue to be popular marketplaces as long as they remain close to the populated urban or suburban areas. Now I'd like you to access the recent marketing data about shopping malls. Then, write down your thoughts on the economic well-being of future malls. Consider the growth potential as well as the competition trends.